your hands together. I have heard a sound coming on the wind, changing hearts and minds, healing brokenness. I feel a generation breaking through despair. I hear a generation full of faith declared, and our song it will be.
Out of the darkness we will rise and sing. He is faithful, his glorious.
Like the break of dawn, giving blind men sight, and let lame men walk. I see a generation with resurrection life. We are a generation filled with the power. And our song, it will be, Lord, it will be for you. Out of the darkness, we will rise and sing. He is faithful, he is glorious, and he is Jesus.
Glorious and deep is Jesus. Lord.
Well, praise the Lord and welcome to Calvary Chapel. And we do proclaim our love for Him. And definitely, He has paid the highest price on the cross. This morning, we're in Psalm 63. So if you have your Bibles, you want to turn there. Or you could look on the overhead. We have it on there as well. David, he flees to the wilderness. This is called a wilderness psalm. He's in the wilderness of En Gedi, and his kingdom is in jeopardy. His son, Absalom, has rebelled against him. A coup has ensued, and David is fleeing for his life. We find that David also has confidence. In spite of all that's happening, he has confidence that God will bring him back and restore him back to his kingdom. And so it's really a good psalm for those in times of trouble that God will come through and restore. So why don't you follow along Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Early I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands to your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. Father, we do thank you that you are our great refuge, Lord, in time of need. Lord, you're there for us in times of trouble. Lord, we do meditate on those things that you bring to us. Lord, your faithfulness, your goodness, your grace, your love for us. Lord, we recognize in those deep times of trial and trouble, Lord, you are always there. You're there to watch over. You're there to lead us out of those difficult and trying places. So, Lord, we do pray that your hand be upon your church this morning, Lord, and those who are going through difficult times, just as you led David and drew him out of that pit of destruction, out of that place of horror. Lord, your hand will be upon each and every one of us in our difficult times, Lord, to rescue us. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. And God, we lift this time to you. And Lord, we pray that you would just allow your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and direct us into all you have for us this service, through this time of worship and through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Feel free to stand or be seated, lift your hands, but let's just praise the Lord together. God bless.
Your love, oh Lord, reaches to the heavens, and your faithfulness, it stretches to the sky. Your faith. stretches to the sky.
Indeed it does, Lord. We give you all praise and all thanks. For you are the God who carried our burdens to the cross on the shoulders of your Son. You are the God who poured out your blood for us and took the weight of our sins upon your shoulders. Sacrificed your life so that we could live, O Lord. Now nothing, no veils hold us back from you, Lord. Oh God, it is my prayer that today, as I worship you, as we worship you, that we would worship in spirit and in truth, worshiping you, Lord, as if this were the last time we were to sing these words here on this earth, God. And that final chorus rings out, Lord, in a flash, God, you take us home. Let us worship you each and every time, God, as if it were our last time.
Nothing is wrong.
like to invite you, church, to stand with us as we sing a song to the Lord. For holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
God Almighty, who was and is.
I will adore.